This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Iman Lin and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So earlier during Popit Parliament, we were talking about Indah Water. The government is going to stop paying the 150 million ringgit subsidy to Indah Water Consortium, and they're going to integrate the water supply bill with the sewerage bill. So the Water, Land and Natural Resources Ministry has assured the public that the implementation of joint billing for the water supply and Indah Water Consortium sewage civil services will not lead to any tariff increases. Can you tell us more about this, Sean?
Correct. So Minister Dr. Xavier Jayakumar says the move to combine the bills will ease the payments process in terms of customers paying only one bill for both services. So there's this misconception that there will be a tariff increase, even though I think, you know, you might see the bill higher than before because it's like two in one.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different issue compared to what people are saying. Like, okay, when they remove the subsidies, there will be some increase just to offset the expenditure and all that. But that's not because of this move to combine the bills. Okay. So besides that, the minister was saying that customer service contact will also be streamlined into one contact number with Indah Water Department set up at the water supply office. So you don't need two different lines to do customer service and all these things. So they are sort of like cutting costs as well under this.
The minister also revealed that the combined bill pilot project was implemented in Labuan in 2016, and it was successful in terms of collection for the sewerage services.
Right. So between 2016 and 2018, the joint billing effort saw collections for Indah Water increase from 87% to 90.4%. So there was a positive impact where it is actually helping the national sewerage company to increase its collection. And obviously, they've been having problems to collect so much so you go to the cinema or so before the movie starts, there's a PSA asking you to pay the bill. So now maybe this will work. And following this success, Dr. Xavier revealed that the government will sign an agreement with a state water operator on the 20th of December for Indah Water bills to be combined with the water bills. But he didn't disclose which state is going to implement that. However, he said the Penang government is also keen in implementing the combined bills in the state itself. So we are just speculating it could be Penang.
Yeah. For now, moving on to Bursa, shares of Edaran Berhad were bullish earlier today after they secured a new contract. What's the update on the counter?
Yeah, so basically, Edaran Berhad counter jumped about 40% earlier today and became one of the top gainers. It's the highest since July they've recorded so far. And this is after the sub-company, Edaran IT Services, secured a contract with the Royal Malaysian Customs Department. This is in relation to its information system. So the contract runs for 24 months until August 2021. And there were more than 14 million shares traded on the counter today. And Edaran Berhad closed up 23.7% at 49. And half cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.